Here's Joyce with more special events.
The British Festival of Minnesota will close officially this weekend with St. Paul's on the Green, a British Festival folk fair in the Landmark Center in St. Paul. And this is on Saturday, and opening the day's events will be a concert by the Rose Male Voice Choir from Wales. You heard on Charlie Boone's show, Ray played a lot of the records of this marvelous chorus. 11 o'clock Saturday morning, they open the day's events, and the Irish dancers will entertain 11 till 12:30. There'll be English programs 12:30 till 3, and Scotland will be represented by the Minnesota Celtic dancers and the McGilvery Pipe Band of Thunder Bay, Ontario, appearing from 2 until 3. Other British festival events this week, the Rose Male Voice Choir from Wales gives a concert tonight in St. Cloud, the State University in Stuart Hall. Choir appears in Wisconsin tomorrow night, 7:30 concert at the Student Union of the University of Wisconsin-Stout. It will be in Northfield, St. Olaf College, Wednesday night in Bow Memorial Chapel, that concert beginning at 7:30, and then the choir's final two appearances in the Landmark Center in St. Paul, both Saturday and Sunday. Another British festival concert on Sunday, this one by the University of Minnesota Brass Choir, playing British brass music from Handel to the Beatles. And it's a free concert. Begins at 4 Sunday afternoon at Concordia College, St. Paul and Buteau Auditorium. The Rose Hall Cayley Band from Scotland will give a concert of songs of England, Ireland, Scotland, and the Shetland Islands at 6 Friday evening at the Minneapolis Woman's Club. And you can call this number for reservations, 784-6228, 784-6228.